SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
חולמים שהראלה ממפעל הפיס תתקשר אליכם?
בוקר טוב.
היי נטע, מדברת הראלה ממפעל הפיס.
לא יכול להיות.
מה זאת אומרת?
אתה מרגש אותי?
אני מאוד רוצה לרגש אותך. זכית ב-250 אלף שקלים.
וואו, תודה רבה.
עדיין אין לכם מנוי פיס? להצטרפות חייגו כוכבית 3990 או בנקודות המחירה. המחירה אסורה למי שטרם מלאו לו 18. אזהרה, הימורים עלולים להיות ממכרים, הזכייה תלויה במזל בלבד.
אתם עם SBS בעברית.
The war in Gaza has now been raging for over a year and a half, and 58 hostages remain captive by Hamas. For many Israelis and Palestinians, the dream of peaceful coexistence seems increasingly out of reach. Yet, amidst this harsh reality, a different message is coming to Australia with the joint visit of two peace advocates, a Palestinian and an Israeli. Sama Sinijlawi is a Palestinian political activist, member of the Fatah opposition, and chair of the Jerusalem Development Fund. Dr. Gershon Baskin is an Israeli peace activist who played a key role in negotiating the release of Gilad Shalit from Hamas captivity. Both are visiting Australia next week as guests of the New Israel Fund and will participate in public events in Sydney and in Melbourne. In a joint interview with SBS Hebrew, we ask them what they are aiming to achieve in their trip to Australia and what do they have to say to Australians who rally under the slogan From the River to the Sea.
We come to tell those who are rallying either under the title of pro-Palestinian or under the title pro-Israeli to tell them that sometimes, you know, there is something in common. That it's better to invest the efforts in something that can help both Israelis and Palestinians. That maybe you should a little bit understand in depth what's happening there. So we would like these communities to listen to us carefully, to understand that it's not necessary that it's either us or them. It's not necessary that we are enemies to each other. Maybe we are the solution to each other. Maybe if we look deeper, we will find that there is common ground even in these difficult days. Maybe instead of raising slogans that have nothing to do with reality, like from the river to the sea, what is from the river to the sea? Does anybody really believe that all the Palestinians are trying to get rid of the Jews and throw them to the sea? Or that all the Israelis and Jewish people are really planning to relocate the Palestinians and deport them somewhere else? This is not true. Maybe it's time to get up and stand under slogans that really benefit both Israelis and Palestinians. A slogan, for example, like stop the war, release the hostages, which is the majority of Israelis and Palestinians are believing into it, and they want to see it today.
Our message is really a reflection that in importing the Israeli-Palestinian conflict to Australia is insanity. It doesn't help Israel, it doesn't help the Palestinians, it hurts the Muslim community, the Palestinian community, it hurts the Jewish community. As Samer said, if you want to help Israel or if you want to help Palestine, find a way of doing it constructively. We believe that the best way of doing it is by finding a way of working together, of talking together about a new future. Because in reality, the only way that from the river to the sea, the people living there will be able to live in peace and dignity and security is if there's peace between Israel and Palestine, and the best way of reaching that is a two-state solution. That's our message. And our message is not a naive message. It's a message of reality, that the biggest trauma that the Jewish people have been through since the Holocaust of October 7th, and the biggest trauma in the lives of the Palestinian people, everything that's happened since October 7th, has to be the last war between Israel and Palestine. That's our message. And it's important for us to give that message abroad because that's a message that we give at home to Israelis and to Palestinians. And we want this message to be mirrored both in Israel and in Palestine and around the world.
I'd like to ask you the last question about the change that you think is needed. What is the change that is needed to make it a reality, what you're talking about?
Changing the narrative, changing the leadership. Because currently millions of Palestinians are hostages in the bunkers of two regimes, that are causing harm more than causing benefit. Palestinians would like to see a new leadership with a hope and a construction leadership, leadership that can provide hope and construction. And maybe I think some Israelis feel that they are also hostages in a bunker of a leader that also has taken them in a direction that really does not represent their best interests. So changing leadership is the most important step now.
The majority of Israelis want Netanyahu to bear responsibility for what happened on October 7th, for bringing about the financing of Hamas, for bringing together the most radical, extreme, religious, fanatic coalition in the history of Israel, and failing to address the needs of the Israeli public to heal itself from what's happened over the last 19 months, which requires us to bring the hostages home. Not only are the hostages being sacrificed by the Netanyahu government, the Israeli society and the better welfare of the state of Israel are being sacrificed by Netanyahu in order to keep his coalition alive. And this is very, very dramatic. We need changes of leadership in Israel, and we need changes of leadership in Palestine.
An interview in Hebrew with Samer Sinijlawi and Gershon Baskin is available on SBS בעברית.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.